Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Melody Cederstrom, and this is Financial Survival. I'm here with my co-host, Alfred Addis, to bring you opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. Today is Friday, May 18th, 2013. It's just going
by. It's the 17th.
What?
I think it's the 17th, isn't it?
Oh. Well, I've been writing 18th all day long.
Well, then don't send those letters until tomorrow.
It's the 17th. Hey, I was saying time is going by so quick. No wonder I'm a day ahead of myself.
Yeah, I understand. report tomorrow's news today.
Yes. Always ahead of the game here at Discount Gold and Silver Trading. So all those trades we did today that have the 18th on there, they're still good. So give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Okay, let's get started. Al, you could have just left that go.
Well,
yeah, I know.
See, when you say things like that, I stand to be corrected. Maybe I'm the one who's wrong, but... Sure, I thought this is the 17th.
Well, you know what happens? I read articles, and a lot of them have May 18th on already. And that's, of course, where I picked where I was, because I was reading articles this afternoon. One of them, we're going to talk about the Dow and the value of the Dow. Because people are getting very confused with, you know, the Dow being up 120 points today and gold being down 2680. And we still understand that the fundamentals haven't changed. So how can that happen?
That's exactly right.
So we'll be talking about that here in a little bit. We have silver down 48 cents at 22.31. We have platinum down 22 at 14.61. And we have palladium down a dollar at 742. The USDX is 84.27, up 0.53. There's your... gold problem right there. You have crude oil trading a little bit higher, 0.90 at 96.06. And one of the articles I was reading today, Al, was we had the LIBOR scandal, the rate scandal, where you had all these major banks pay, you know, millions and billions of dollars worth of fines. The next biggest scandal is crude oil and how they're manipulating the prices of crude and how they're just making up the numbers as we go along. So I thought that was fairly interesting, particularly since you talked earlier this week about crude oil. And
we'll touch on it again today a little bit, and we'll see what – but we'll get into that in a moment. But
All right, let's go ahead and take a peek at the markets today. And again, up big, record highs once again for the Dow and the S&P. The Dow up 121 at 15,354. The NASDAQ 33.73, up points at 34.98. The S&P, the S&P 1666, up 15 points. 10-year yield, that's creeping back up at 1.95.
Good and God.
What?
U.S. dollar index up over 84.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And so, you know, when you made that connection to the oil prices earlier in the week, it was interesting to see that previous article I saw where the actual manipulations of crude oil could be the oil price manipulation, the next big scandal. They actually, the European Commission actually raided the office of Shell, BP, and Norway Statoil this week as part of that investigation in the suspected attempts to manipulate global oil prices. And actually, it's spanning more than a decade.
Well, it's been going on. It appears to be, you know, you can chase back and you can see evidence. I've seen an article that traces back evidence of attempts to manipulate the price of gold going all the way back to 1973. And this turned up in WikiLeaks. All right, the private whatever his name was, or corporal, I don't know, that guy that released millions of government classified documents, has gone through those email and classified documents, and they found references to attempts to manipulate the price of gold as far back as 1973.
Well, I'm talking about this, oil. I'm talking
well,
about
I
oil.
Understand, but yeah. What I'm trying to say is manipulation is not something that is recent. It's not an anomaly. It is persistent within the system probably for most of our lives. Right? And we are just beginning to get a handle on this. And as if it's since, oh my gosh, I'm shocked, I tell you. And the truth of the matter is, it's been going on for several decades. So where do you find numbers that you can rely on? And can you believe, you know, how often can you believe what the government tells you when you know they are persistent liars over a course of several decades? When are they not lying? How can you believe what they're saying? It diminishes confidence, and it raises confusion, and all of us are sitting around wondering. It's like driving a car where all the gauges on the car aren't working properly. I don't know if I'm driving 60 miles an hour or I'm driving 30 miles an hour. And without knowing that, we don't know if we're going too fast to make it around this next curve or we're going so slow we're going to get ticketed for obstructing traffic. What is happening? We have to have accurate measurements, and it's not available. And part of the reason for this, big part, is because we have this fiat monetary system, which they have to hold together. The whole thing depends on public confidence. Everyone understands, who looks just a little bit into economics, you understand very quickly that the system is based in large measure on public confidence. And the need for public confidence, therefore, generates the need to manipulate information and data. We got to make people, again, we're talking about, joking about it in the last couple of days. The new math has infiltrated economics, where it's not important whether you get the right idea or the right number or the wrong number. It's just important that you feel good about yourself. We have to have high self-esteem when we do economics. And as a result, government falsifies numbers to make us feel good rather than make us objectively responsible. Now it's just built up to a point. What are they going to do? They've got so many lies built into the system. How can they persist? How can they survive without confronting the inevitable contradictions that are there? You start lying, you know, oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive. I mean, you pay attention to the government. How do they keep their story straight? They've got to have someone. It's like being on a movie, you know, in motion pictures. They make motion pictures, and they have someone there, and when they finish a scene, someone's got to keep track of where everyone was standing and what clothes they were wearing and where the cup was, and was the glass half full or was it a quarter full or whatever. So when they film the next scene, they have a glass that is, it has the same amount of beer in it or wine or whatever as the one in the previous scene. Someone's got to do that now for Obama and for Eric Holder and for congressmen and senators and try to keep their stories straight. So all of this contributes to what you touched on at the beginning of the program. We don't understand what's going on with the price of gold. We are speculating. We are looking for explanations, and none seem to fit, in part because what's happening defies
reality.
Reason.
Reality.
It defies reality. The world is on the verge of problem after problem after problem, and gold is a natural refuge in times of economic and political stress. And yet gold's not, and when that happens, price of gold goes up. We are in enormous problems. We are on the verge of enormous potential problems, not just in this country, in the Middle East. You've got Syria, you've got Iran. Iraq is threatened with civil war. Israel is always on the front burner one way or another. And what's gold doing? Gold is going down. It defies common sense. It defies normal behavior that's been established over centuries. In the midst of trouble, gold goes up. We got big trouble with a capital T, and that rhymes with G, and that stands for gold. And yet gold is going down. It is irrational. It's how do you make sense of it? This is where we touch on the possibility that this has something to do with the resurgence of crude oil, the United States becoming an exporter of crude oil. This is a relatively recent phenomenon, only taking place in the last couple of years, beginning to take place. But with the crude oil discoveries and fracking and the ability to extract it from oil, shale, and whatever, it appears that the United States is becoming an exporter of crude oil. Now, it strikes me that this is important because we've had petrodollars in the past. After 1971, they closed the gold window. Nixon closed the gold window and completely stopped redeeming foreign dollars with gold. Would no longer do it. So they cobbled together a system where if anyone wanted to buy crude oil on the global market, they had to first have dollars. Saudi Arabia agreed. We agreed to provide security for Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia therefore agreed that they would not sell their crude oil for anything but dollars. OPEC entered into a similar agreement, although I don't know what the terms were, but OPEC agreed they would not sell crude oil for anything other than dollars. It meant that anyone who wanted to buy crude oil, and virtually every nation on the earth did, had to have dollars. And it meant that the dollar was implicitly backed by crude oil. And that started up shortly after 1971, went off the gold standard, and we effectively went on to an oil-based currency. This oil backing was broken by Saddam Hussein back about 2000, when he started selling Iraqi crude for currencies other than the dollar. And it's almost certainly the real reason why we invaded Iraq in 2003, to protect the dollar. If they start selling crude oil for currencies other than the dollar is no longer the world reserve currency. It has no intrinsic value. If people don't have to have dollars, the value of the dollar should plummet. And it did. It lost a third of its value in 3 years. Right, from 2002 to 2003, it lost a third of its value in 3 years. And it's so we lost our petrodollar, not completely, but in large measure. But now, with the United States becoming an exporter of crude oil, we have effectively reinvigorated the dollar. The world doesn't have to have dollars to buy crude oil. Under the petrodollar system from 1971 through the early 2000s, the world had to have dollars to get crude oil. Now they don't have to have them. They don't have to. They can get your crude oil with euros and English pounds and whatever other currency you want. You can get it. But you can get oil with dollars, and you can buy it directly from the United States. And my suspicion is that this is in part a fundamental reason why the dollar is going up, and we see that it's 84 on the U.S. dollar index right now. It's up over 84. That's 74. It was 74 when gold peaked at $1,922 back in September 2011. Gold was on the top. U.S. dollar index was 74 at the time. Now, gold has diminished 27-28%, maybe a little more than that right now, since September of 2011, and the U.S. dollar index is up 13-14%. It's almost a 2-to-1 ratio, meaning that for every percent that the dollar goes up on the U.S. dollar index, gold has gone down 2%. Now, is this a coincidence, or is there something causal? Is there cause and effect? Does the U.S. dollar index actually have anything to do with the price of gold? And I don't believe it does in a direct sense. It's like taking a thermometer into a refrigerator and holding a match under it, and the thermometer says it's 120 degrees, and if you're in that freezer compartment, and you've got this, as long as you hold the match under the thermometer, say, oh, it's 120 degrees. Go ahead, take your coat off, relax, get our Bermuda shorts and the rest of that. No, you better keep your coat on because it's still below freezing. We are seeing these disconnects. We are seeing effects without obvious causes. And we are left to speculate. What is the cause? Some people think it's U.S. dollar index. Some people think it's manipulation by the powers that be. I'm beginning to suspect, I don't doubt manipulation is taking place. I'm sure it's been going on, again, for decades. But there's also maybe some reality here that we have to consider, and that may be that the U.S. is starting to export oil, which means that if you're sitting on a stack of dollars, like China is sitting on $1 trillion or whatever, they now have something to do with those $1 trillion that is actually of some value to China. Previously, they could take that $1 trillion and they could, if they wanted to, they could come into this country and buy land, buy industries. And to some degree, they have. But do you think China feels comfortable coming into this country knowing that a third of the population is armed? I mean, one of the significant points, we have to make foreign countries pretty nervous. They're anxious about all those firearms. What happens if the American people discover there's too many immigrants coming in from China? What if they discover that too much land is being sold to China, too many industrial? China has to wonder if the public's not just going to break out and start shooting. And I don't think they want to do that. And it's one of the good things, perhaps, about the prevalence of firearms in this country. It's got to take foreigners. They'd like to buy this place. They'd like to perhaps do us some damage. They got to sit back and think about that. You know, there's a lot of armed people. My point, and it's pure conjecture, pure speculation, is that China, even though it's sitting on $1 trillion, doesn't necessarily want $1 trillion in American land. If they had the opportunity, they still might think, I don't know, those people start shooting at us, we're going to have big trouble. But they would be happy to take $1 trillion worth of oil. Now, I'm not arguing that anyone's doing that at this time or it's going to happen in the near future. But my point is, if America is exporting oil, it may be that this has increased the relative value of the dollar on the world market. Now, that's interesting to me because it might explain part of what's going on with gold,
but it's also contrary to what I believe the government wants. The government wants inflation. They want cheaper dollars, and the dollar is becoming more valuable. They have to have cheaper dollars to pay off the debt or even pretend to pay off the debt, and they have to have that at the time when the dollar is becoming more valuable. The whole thing becomes, I mean, it's you need medication to understand what's happening in the system right now. We'll talk more about this when we return. We'll take a commercial break. I'm Alfred Addis here with Melody Cederstrom, and we'll be back in a moment. Please stay tuned.
Financial obligations or relationships out. When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Hi, folks. I'm Alfred Addis here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver, 1-800-375-4188 for all your gold and silver coin needs. What's next, Melody?
Well, I want to make sure the listeners visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for our weekly newsletter. And, of course, you can listen to the archives of the program also at the website. So dgscoins.com. We're in the process of doing a makeover on the website. We're going to put a few coins on there that you'll be able to purchase online. It'll pretty much work the same way as if you called us. We always prefer that you call us, but for those who like the online purchasing, it's still our goal for that is sometime in June. Takes a lot of time, and I get sidetracked, and it's difficult to get these projects completed, and we always have things business comes first, writing orders. So
then you think it's going to take.
Yes, it certainly does.
You know, no matter what it is, it always takes longer, especially if the bigger it is, the longer it takes. Oh, yeah. Get that done in 60 days. No, you won't.
But it will be done by the end of June, I promise you. Okay. But make sure you visit our website. And, folks, if you have any questions for the program, send them to questions@dgscoins.com. questions@dgscoins.com. Al, during the break, we were talking about the fundamentals are gold. And this is something that folks need to keep in the forefront. The propaganda against gold on the mainstream media and the financial programs is incredible, Al. I don't ever remember a time when I've seen that much propaganda against gold. It's amazing.
Well, one of the things, there's a reason for that, though.
Absolutely.
I mean, part of the reason, one of the reasons is we haven't seen a fall in the price of gold comparable to what we've seen in the last 20 months. It's pushing 30%, probably about 28% right now since the peak. So that attracts, there's blood in the water, and that's going to attract the sharks, I understand. But the fundamentals haven't changed. The government is still, even from my perspective, the government, the debt is too great to ever be repaid. I've been saying this now for about 5 years, basically inspired by John Williams at ShadowStats.com. He's the one who made me understand 5 years ago. The debt's too great to be repaid. And I've said for years, what can't be paid won't be paid. It sounds stupid, and it sounds like, well, obviously, you know, why would I emphasize the point? Because it's powerful. It means that all of that debt, or much of it, it's all memorialized with paper debt instruments. Every time the government borrows $1 million, $1 billion, whatever, somebody signs a piece of paper, and someone says, well, this piece of paper is now guaranteed. They just borrowed $1 billion, and I got a $1 billion note, and the government's going to pay me $1 billion. But the truth of the matter is the debt is so great it can't all be repaid. And in my estimation, at least 80, maybe 90% of the debt will never be repaid. I'm convinced that at least 50% of the debt can't be repaid. I can't even imagine how that's possible. And the numbers make me think 80 to 90% of the existing government debt can't be paid, therefore it won't be paid, therefore 80 to 90% of the existing government debt instruments, those pieces of paper, are going to turn out to be worthless or substantially worthless. And when that happens, everybody is going to be screaming for gold. For me, this is fundamental. Paper is going down. All of your paper debt instruments. I can't say when. All right, that's the problem. I wish I had the gift of prophecy. I could tell you if it was going to happen next week, next year, 5 years from now. I don't know, and no one else knows either. But it looks like it could happen in a relatively short period of time. And whenever it happens, there is going to be a stampede of people trying to get out of paper and trying to get into gold. It has to happen. But when it has to happen, there's the question, Melody. So we need a prophet. Do we have any prophets? Any of you in the audience, if you are a licensed prophet, did you know they license prophets now, Melody? Mm-hmm. It's like being a licensed attorney or a licensed stockbroker. Government licenses everything. They'll license the prophets also. But if we have a licensed prophet who can tell us for a fact, when does this stuff hit the fan?
The bottom line, Al, as long as we have a fiat currency in this country and around the world currencies, that debt cannot shrink, because that's what allows them to grow the debt, is that fiat currency.
Yes.
It has to be fixed. We're on this path. These are the fundamentals. And it's true, you can throw all the charts out the window, and God bless those guys who try to chart everything they're just trying to make sense of everything. No one knows. You have to stick to those fundamentals, because if you don't stick to them, then you don't understand anything. Because everything that we see, all these manipulations, all these articles, all the stock markets going to these all-time highs, it's not reality. It is not.
And it's the flip side. It's not
We are not living at a time when we merely see something strange happening to the price of gold. We see something strange happening to the stock markets. Why are they rising? Is there any economic cause that's pushing the stock markets higher? Have we suddenly escaped unemployment? Has the economy rebounded? Jobs are plentiful. Wages are going up. Is that what's happening? What is cause? The rise in the stock markets is every bit as inexplicable as the fall in the price of gold.
Yeah, yeah.
We've got an article here from...
Let me just say this, Al.
Go ahead.
The fourth quarter of 2012, the Dow Jones Industrial Average had negative earnings.
Mm-hmm.
The first quarter in 2013, the revenue has declined by 2.65%. And you would think that without the aggressive share repurchasing programs, you would think that the results would be far worse than what they are actually earning in real dollars. And, you know, people become surprised. It's like, well, how can you have these higher numbers when you actually have the Dow contracting? Year over year, the growth rates have been steadily declining since 2010. And after the credit crisis, the growth rates were unbelievable. But those were compared to, you know, the terrible results that were posted during the crisis. It was easy, and earnings just seemed to recover from that type of a meltdown. That's what they've done with everything. Look at the housing market, the automobiles. They say, oh, everything is growing. But from where and from what? That's what they don't tell you. And everybody thinks, well, gee, everything must be dandy. And it isn't.
We're looking at the thermometer. We're standing in the freezer looking at the thermometer, and somebody put a match under the thermometer, and it says it's 90 degrees in the freezer, and people say, well, let's take off our coats. And I'm telling you, no, you're going to freeze to death if you don't watch your step. You're still in the freezer, and I don't care what they do to the thermometer. We are looking at the indicators rather than the reality. There is an interview from a man named Egon von Greyerz. He's the founder of Matterhorn Asset Management in Switzerland. He's a gold bug. He promotes gold and the rest of it. But he is complaining about what he describes as disconnects. And what he's talking about is when we see effects that appear to be disconnected from rational cause. For example, Mr. von Greer says, I'm looking at the disconnect in the world that's becoming more exacerbated. Let's look at some examples. Stock markets worldwide are booming, but these booming markets have nothing to do with economic prospects. Prospects in the world are worse than ever, and this includes the U.S., Europe, Japan, and China. None of these countries have a booming economy. They have, what they have is massive debt and accelerating deficits. he goes on, he talks about the Baltic Dry Index. Well, first off, just to make the point, he is seeing a disconnect between reality. The markets, the economies of the world do not justify a rise in the stock markets. What's going on? That's his question. He calls it a disconnect. He's also groping. What is the explanation here? He goes on, he describes the Baltic Dry Index, which measures global shipping and thus the vitality of global trade. He says it's another indicator of the current disconnect between prices and reality. 5 years ago, that index was 11,000. Today, it's about 900. This implies that global free trade and economic activity is about 90% lower than it was 5 years ago. And yet, the stock markets are rising. The European Union is in six quarters of admitted recession, the longest since 1999 when they started the euro and the European Union. Japan is disconnected from reality. Japanese government debt, 200% of gross domestic product and accelerating. Japanese bond market is also a disaster and will only get worse. Eventually, Japanese bonds will become worthless. That's von Greyerz, his quote. The yen is down 30% in the last year. Nevertheless, the Nikkei stock market is up 70% since November. United States stock market is booming due to printed money. It has nothing to do with economic prospects in the U.S. whatsoever. And he goes on, amplifies that point. Junk bonds are now yielding 5%. In 2008, junk bonds were 20%. They had a 20% yield because they were junk. Now they got a 5% yield. None of it makes sense. The entire world is becoming increasingly irrational, mysterious, and disconnected from reality. And finally, we talked about this a little earlier in the program, we have not yet seen precious metals react to all the global turmoil. Gold is continuing. Well, what we're saying is Obama's in trouble. Eric Holder's in trouble. The European Union is in trouble. China's economy is faltering. Syria is in trouble. Israel is always in trouble. Iran may be in trouble. Some predict a civil war for Iraq. In all of this, here Richard Russell, he says Bretton Woods agreement is about dead. Treasury bond market is the biggest financial bubble in history. Unemployment is stubbornly high. Student loans have climbed over $1 trillion. U.S. continues to run debts and deficits. The dividend yield for the Dow and the Standard and Poor is below 2.5%. That means they're making less than inflation, or that's the implication. Nobody knows where or how to collect any income. The whole U.S. economy is dependent on the Fed and quantitative easing. The whole world is trembling with real or potential problems, and yet gold, a natural refuge in times of economic and political stress, hasn't seemed to even notice any of this global stress. Instead, the price of gold has moved sideways or downwards for 20 months. These are, and there's another disconnect, and that's between the just beginning. Between the disconnect between the price of physical gold and the price of paper gold. We're beginning to see that, all right? That's just, people are just growing awareness. And I am Mr. Von Graerts, his notion on these disconnects expresses the same idea that we're talking about on this program, where we're just saying, look, things are happening in a way that doesn't make sense, and it's not just gold, huh? It's the stock markets. Gold, it is as much of a mystery as to why stock markets are going up as it is to why gold is going down. It certainly implies there is much manipulation going on, but it also may be, at least in part, a reflection of the idea that the United States is starting to produce oil, export oil.
Well, not
so far as they've done that, maybe it's boosting the dollar to some degree. But I'm saying this is a complex constellation of problems. And no matter what's going on, the weight of the problems, for me, outweighs whatever you might be able to see out of petrodollars. The United States selling petrodollars. We've still got that debt that can't ever be paid. And as long as that's true, paper debt instruments are in jeopardy. And that means day is coming when everyone's going to scream for gold. And you might as well buy it now when it's cheap as wait until it's $3,500 an ounce or whatever it's going to go to. We'll watch and see. But it is a mystery. And I don't know anyone that has it can say, oh, this is why. Yeah, well, it's obvious. No, it's not. It's not obvious.
Well, Al, we're just not exporting oil. We're exporting energy. And in that combination, it's natural gas production, it's gasoline, and Obama administration just today cleared the way for natural gas exports by approving a $10 billion facility in Texas. Now we know why he was in Texas a couple of weeks ago. And we have become a huge exporter of energy.
And quickly.
Suddenly, and very quickly.
Just the last couple of years. And when you look at it, you start to compare the timing on this, it does correspond to some degree with the idea gold has been going down or sideways for 20 months. At the same time, we have amped up, and it's really only in the last 2 years or so that we've heard reports where people were anticipating that the United States would start exporting more and more crude oil. And maybe this is part of what we're looking at, but it doesn't get us past that debt. But it does contribute some value to the dollar. All right. It does do that, and that may be part of the explanation for what we're looking at in the decline, the price of gold. But still, fundamentals remain. The world is teetering. Yeah? And under these circumstances, people should have gold. Historically, that's been true. And for some reason, it does not appear to be the case right now, and I don't know of anyone who knows what that reason is. So I guess we're about ready to take a break, Melody.
Just about. And the, actually, the U.S. has actually become the world's largest natural gas producer.
That's probably true.
So,
all right, I'm Alfred Addis here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival. We'll be back in a moment. Please stay tuned.
Denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a KU band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click Satellite System.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on American Voice Radio Network and Shortwave Radio. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Hi, folks. I'm Alfred Addis here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver, 1-800-375-4188 for all your gold and silver coin needs. We do have one question here, Melody, that you sent me by email. Do we want to take that now or move on to something else?
We're going to hold that. We have a caller, and I just wanted to make a comment from Murray. He sent us an email. There are no free markets anymore, only contrived interventions and manipulations. Market numbers have been rendered meaningless and irrelevant. I don't see any reason to publish false government data on a daily basis. The only thing that is timeless is God's word and gold and silver.
I think he's right.
Thank you,
I think
Murray.
He's exactly right. We're getting propaganda from government right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we are dealing with the same kinds of lies that the former Soviet Union routinely pumped out about how their economy was thriving and how well the people were doing. And ultimately, the whole thing blew up and the Soviet Union collapsed and ceased to exist. And we are emulating their behavior. At least the government is, in terms of how it's falsifying the data it's supplying to the American people. How are you and I supposed to deal in our daily lives? What shall we buy? What shall we sell? What shall we invest in? What shall we save? How can we even know that if we can't get straight numbers out of the government? All by itself, just not knowing has to inhibit some people from investing. So I don't know. I don't know what I should do with my. I'm just going to sit on my hands. I'm not going to do anything until I get some straight information. All by itself, that attitude is contrary to a vital economy. You can't have people sitting on the sidelines waiting for the fog to clear so they get an idea of what's really going on. If they're going to sit on the sidelines, of course it's going to contribute to an economy in recession or even depression. And incidentally, Paul Krugman, the Nobel Prize winning economist, he wrote in an article in the New York Times on the 28th of April, I believe it was the 28th, maybe it was the 23rd, but I think it was the 28th of April, he wrote an article in the New York Times. It was The World's Greatest Story, I think was the title of the article. And in that article, he specifically used the word depression to describe the state of affairs, the economic state of affairs that had been ongoing since He implied it's been ongoing since 2008. Now, I haven't seen anybody else leap onto this, but he did use the D word to describe what's really going on. I thought that was amazing. I thought, you know, it's just more evidence. My God, we can't even get straight answers. And we aren't going to make significant moves. We aren't going to improve until somebody starts telling the truth.
We have a caller from Texas, Wayne. Hello, Wayne.
Hi, how are you folks doing today?
Fine.
Good, how are you, Wayne?
Pretty good. Al, I just wanted to echo what your thoughts were on gold here. And in fact, we have another pretty good supporter. There's a fellow named Dr. Paul Craig Roberts,
sure,
who wrote a great article called Gangster State America. And this guy mm-hmm. has a lot of credibility because he was a former assistant secretary of the U.S. Treasury as well as an associate editor of the Wall Street Journal. And in this article, he talks about the fact that in April, 400 tons of gold were sold short naked on the COMEX,
yep.
mm-hmm. which amounts to about 13 million ounces, and there was only about 10 to 15% available to deliver. So it's pretty safe to say that, you know, it's put a lot of downward pressure on gold because of, you know, all this naked shorting. And in his column, he talks about the fact that he points the finger at the Federal Reserve. He says no one but the Federal Reserve could have placed such an order, and they would have done it through like J.P. Morgan and one of their other big banks. So you can see that we're experiencing very unnatural occurrences in the gold market. So I don't think people should despair. They just have to understand they got to ride this
patience.
Out until.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
Time.
I saw the article, and did you notice how long it took to sell those 400 tons of gold? They came on the market in 60 seconds. All right, all at once, 400 tons of gold were dumped onto the market back on, what was that, April 12th? And started the April plunge in the price of gold. And he said you can tell simply from the amount. It's not like they came in 500 tons or 5 tons now and another 10 tons later and 20 tons later in the day. 400 tons all at once. He said there's no way it wasn't orchestrated. So it happened. It was made to happen.
Absolutely. I don't think there's any stock investment or whatever out there that could withstand such pressure. You couldn't do that to Apple stock or Microsoft or any solid company, that kind of selling pressure. And, it just shows where this manipulation is heading right now. And I'm on the, I guess my thought is, in the end game, are they looking to appease the Chinese or some of these, foreigners that are holding a lot of the T-bill paper? Or, again, I just know there's got to be a main reason for it, as well as maybe strengthen the dollar and all that. But I was kind of curious for your thoughts on that.
Well, I don't know. I don't exactly have an answer for you. The point to my mind is that some of this stuff is so obvious, we have to wonder, is it an expression of their unlimited power or is it an expression of their desperation? And rather than doing a favor for China per se, I'm going to still look at this and say people are driving the price of gold down in expectation that those who own gold will panic, that they'll sell it cheap and make it available for people who understand what's going to happen to the price of gold. I don't think they're driving the price of gold down just to make the dollar look stronger, because I'm convinced they don't want a stronger dollar. They haven't wanted it for as long as I've been alive. They've continually inflated the dollar, in my opinion, in order to pay off the enormous national debt with cheaper dollars. If they can cause 10% inflation, they can effectively pay off. They've diminished the size of the national debt by 10%. We still have the same number of dollars up there, but they are only worth 90 cents on a dollar compared to when the loans were taken out, if you follow what I'm saying there, Wayne. Inflation is one of the ways they can get out from under this incredible national debt. And yet, if we can believe the U.S. dollar index, we're in fact sliding into a certain amount of deflation. The dollar is becoming more valuable rather than less. That means we are paying off the national debt with more expensive dollars. That is a ruinous solution. And yet they seem to tolerate it. It suggests to me that we are teetering on the edge of something extraordinary, and that all of a sudden, bam, we're going to hit that catastrophic failure where the wing falls off, one of the wings falls off the airplane, and bang, and it's gone, and you're flying on one wing. I don't know that that's going to happen. I can't say, but what is moving them, Wayne? What is it they intend to accumulate? How do they figure to profit? If they want the gold and they want it now and they want it cheap.
On the spread between driving down the cost of the paper gold and then coming back in and buying it on the physical side, so their position much stronger than, you know, ordinarily they would be if they weren't undergoing this.
I think that's exactly right. I think they're trying to, again, persuade people to sell their gold at a diminished price. Not just to support the dollar, but to enrich themselves in anticipation of some sort of a major problem. And not just here in the United States. We talked about earlier, we're talking about these disconnects that are observed by Egon von Greyers. And he's exactly right. These disconnects are global. Something's happening around the whole world right now where reality has been offset, at least temporarily, and we have to sit back and presume that reality will assert itself in the near future. And hopefully, those of us that are patient, hang on to our gold, we will do well. Those who have sold their gold, in my opinion, are going to live to regret it. So, anything else you got for us, Wayne?
Well, they'll be the ones standing in line with all the Cypress people, you know, just wishing they hadn't sold it. So, that's it, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Wayne. We've got another caller. Jane from Vermont is calling in. Jane, are you there?
Yeah, I am here. Listen, Jane? I just wanted to call about and comment on the price of gasoline. I live in Vermont, so it's fairly low for the Northeast. It's probably the lowest in the Northeast. A friend of mine lives in Oklahoma today, actually quite surprised. It went up 10 cents in one day. The whole corridor from Texas through Kansas City, in my experience, is they experience very low gasoline prices compared to the rest of the country. It went up 10 cents in one day, and it's got 50 cents in 2 weeks. So it's even much higher than what they're selling it for in Vermont. It's kind of surprising. I remember in the 70s, there was a corresponding rise in, well, first of all, there were two gas shocks. People were waiting in line. Corresponding rise in the gasoline price, and gold started rising along with it. And also interest rates were rising, too. It was an rising interest rate environment. So I just wanted to bring that up, because are they selling gasoline and keeping our supplies low, thus raising gasoline prices for us and putting a squeeze on us? I don't know.
I don't either.
In which case that would usher in inflation, no?
Oh, we'll see. I mean, the government wants inflation. I'm sure they want it. And what they are facing, though, is in a declining economy, the economy is probably pushing for deflation. In a depression, one of the characteristics of any depression is you're going to see a deflation in your currency. The cash becomes king in a depressed economy, meaning anyone who's got, if you got a dollar, Bubba, you got a dollar in your pocket and you're willing to spend it, all of a sudden, oh, everybody's going to, yay. the dollar will buy a great deal more in the middle of a depression. The problem, government doesn't want the deflated dollar in the depression. They want inflation to get out from under the debt. They can't stand deflation, and yet that's what we seem to be having. Government is accepting the dollar is up to 84 on the U.S. dollar index. That's contrary to their need to repay the debt with cheaper dollars. None of this makes good sense.
If they raise the price of gasoline, if they manipulate gold, they can raise the price of gasoline and manipulate that. They manipulate the price of gasoline, it collapses the economy. Interest rates rise, and they get what they want, and then we, end up, gold will go up.
Do you know what happened in the 70s? What animated back in 1970s when we had the oil shock? What animated that? Do you know, Jane?
Yeah, there was, they changed, it became a petrodollar in 1973,
that's
in
exactly
April of 73,
right.
I remember it very well.
Went off old standard, the dollar took the dollar instantly started losing value, and as a consequence, the price of crude oil went up. People said, I'm not going to accept that. Dollar's not backed by gold anymore. And we said, well, instead of giving you $1, we'll give you $5. How about that? And they said, oh, okay. It doesn't make good sense, but people play the game that way. But in any case, the currency changed its value. We may have seen
something like that
recently.
They can't have cheap oil and cheap prices forever.
Now, I understand. Sooner or later, reality has to intrude. And when it does, those people that are hanging on to something real are going to be happy, and those people are hanging on to a mere promise. And that's all your debt instruments are. They're not a payment. They're just a promise to pay. If you're holding a piece of paper as a form of wealth, you don't have wealth. You have a promise to pay. All right? If you want a payment, put a gold coin in your hand. It's payment, something tangible, has real value. If you want a piece of paper, if you're going to accept that, all you have is a promise to pay. It's an IOU. And if the day comes when the IOUs can't be paid, guess what? You may be left holding one that has little or no value. Anything else you'd like to add, Jane? We're cruising down toward the last minute or so of our program.
No, that's all. I just wanted to offer that possibly this might, we might start to see the inflation if they're going to manipulate the price of gasoline.
Some people are predicting hyperinflation.
Mm-hmm.
God knows this is going to end, but it is certainly confusing, as it is confusing at the moment. That much we know for sure, and the rest we'll find out over the next days and weeks. Thank you, Jane. We appreciate your call, and thank you for listening. All right, Melody, we're down to our last minute. Got anything you want to add?
Well, we had a couple of questions that came in. One was about Europe. We're just going to have to hold those until Monday. We also had another question come in about derivatives and Sirius. So sorry, folks, we didn't get to your questions today, but don't let that keep you from not sending them in. So you can always send your questions to questions@dgscoins.com.
Okay. All right. Well,
do we still have a minute? And for all your gold and silver coin needs, give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. We'll have a better update on Silver Eagle premiums. They're available. So if you're looking to buy a few, you can get them today. If you're looking to buy a large sum of them, like I have quite a few of my clients, we're waiting till Monday to see if those premiums have come down a little bit. So we'll have a little more update on that come Monday.
All right. Thank you, Melody. Thank you, folks, for calling in. Thank you, folks, for listening. I'm Alfred Addis here with Melody Cederstrom on Financial Survival. We'll be back on Monday. In the meantime, may the good Lord bless you, me, Melody, and Frank, the producer. Bye-bye.
I work all night. I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. There never seems to be a single penny left for me.